We'll be right back. WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
I was drinking some kind of powdered orange juice. Well, she's a housewife. And her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court. And a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludge in fest and some fries from the kitchen. Tips the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless, it's born, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have. She paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when I can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say life's useless, it's fun and still. But she's happy, she's satisfied. Nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't color what she doesn't have. Cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ailis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have. Cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day.
88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
On this useless night, with you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel, and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And all the drunks just stumble by and mumble their abuse. Tell me, what is the use? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? After so long, nobody's wrong. After so long, nobody's right.
heads and keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Yourself.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
I was drinking some kind of powdered orange juice.
Well, she's a housewife.